Natural Lighting, winners of the prestigious National 2017 Arts Award for Best Showroom, is your hometown source for the latest high-quality lighting at the best price for any budget. Ultimate customer service is their number one goal. They guarantee their prices against competitors and the internet, and they offer a one-year in-home warranty. How can you go wrong? Choose local and choose the best. Choose award-winning Metro Lighting, bringing bright ideas to St. Louis for 50 years. Visit MetroLightingCenters.com for the location nearest you. Try the exotic Havana Heat at Buffalo Wild Wings. This brand new creation combines powerful Cuban spices into one amazing sauce. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports.
Hey, St. Louis. This is AJ Cochran, center back for St. Louis FC. Join us this season at Worldwide Technology Soccer Park as we represent our city against some of the best soccer talent in the country.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade, but I'm not afraid. This rover.
I've heard police work is dangerous.
It is, that's why I carry a big gun.
Aren't you afraid it might go off accidentally?
I used to have that problem.
And what did you do about it?
I just think about baseball.
I'll be rich as Rockefeller.
An example of the kind of thing that my wife never thought was funny.
Naked Gun?
The Naked Gun movies, the airplane.
Yeah.
She didn't think it was funny. How could you not laugh at that? How could you not laugh at Dumb and Dumber? Dumb and Dumber, to me, is still one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life. And why I haven't watched it for 5 or 6 years, I don't know. I should watch it again if I just ever want to just burst out laughing. But she just thinks it's stupid. Women.
Well, that's stupid. Then she thinks it's stupid.
Or some women, anyway. And you can't hit the Bernice thing because I didn't use it in that way.
Right. Yeah. I caught that.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. We're glad to have you with us on this, the 16th day of February. That's how you have to say it. Another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
It was the 3rd of June, another sleepy, dusty Delta day.
I know better than to try to throw him because he's always pretty much always ready. I'll get him one day. I'll get him. Scott Sherman comes in today in the 7 o'clock hour after...
7 o'clock.
Sorry. Four. Well, he did it at 7, too.
Man.
At the 4 o'clock hour after the news and some stuff. And he's here to help you. So if you have a question, look at these phones. What, did we do something wrong already?
I don't know.
Phones are already ringing. He will be here to help you and give you great advice, counsel, whatever. He is an attorney. He won't charge you for the phone call. So if you have an issue, and most people do... be ready to call in the 4 o'clock hour. Now I don't know why anybody's calling right now unless we made a mistake. Maybe I'll see what this call's about, and if we haven't, then we'll move on. I watched last night. Most of my TV watching is accidental. You know, hey, look what's on.
Oh, right.
So I watched something I had seen before, a couple 3 years ago. But I ended up watching it from where I caught it, which was about another 45 minutes left to the end. And I'm talking about Chris Rock, stand-up, Kill the Messenger. If you've never seen this, it is one of the funniest things. Now, it is filthy. The N-word is all over it. In fact, there's a segment of the stand-up that's just about the N-word. And I've said before, he can do this and get away with it and make it funny. And I find it very interesting how the same sentence, the same word, could be used by one person in one situation and be completely unacceptable and cause somebody to maybe never speak to you again or get you fired. And the same exact statement could be made by somebody else in another situation, and it's hysterical. And he is brilliant, Chris Rock. And I always wonder, could these people succeed and be as successful and as funny if they took out most of the filth? And I think the answer to that is usually yes. Because last night when I'm watching this thing, I, in my head, re-delivered some of his lines without the words. And it's the same funny message. Does that make sense?
Right. Yeah, the words are just kind of add shock to the joke, I think.
Yeah, I mean, it's like... he's talking about the differences between men and women, and he says, one of the differences between men and women is that women, you've got a, and he used the P word, and it always wins. And he says, if you're a guy, sometimes you need money. If you're ugly, you need money to get, you know, the P word. But he said, if you're a woman, you don't have to have a dime, and you, anytime you want, can get the D word, the guy's part. And he's right.
Just walk out your door and say, does anyone of you, anybody want
anybody
some of
want
this?
To, anybody want to blank me? and it's hilarious because what he says is true. But it could be done, I'm convinced, without those words most of the time. I don't know. It's like Square, I guess, or I'm living in this fantasy world that maybe someday it'll be like it was in the 50s or 60s, and people will have respect in public and not just shout out these words in front of kids. And
those days are gone.
I know. No wonder kids use
them. Yeah.
They hear it
back
every
then,
day.
You said the word behind closed doors like a normal person.
Oh, but the kids do it now because they hear it from their parents just in everyday conversation.
But see, what Peon said behind closed doors, I think there's something to be said for that, that there's a place for, you know, if you want to go close the door and go G-D-M-F, whatever, mm-hmm. and then come out of the room, that's okay. But if you're at a restaurant, and I hear this stuff all the time, and I just go... Well, you know what? There's little kids here, but the kids probably hear it all the time at home anyway. So, well,
oh, the kids hear
I
it.
I lose.
The kids hear it at school. I'm telling you, when even as far back when Alyssa was in first grade, I went on field trips with her throughout elementary school, and
that's how the kids heard it because you cursed.
Oh yeah, yeah.
On the field trip.
I was.
You guys know this one?
No, I was. Yeah. All right, everybody. We're gonna everybody on the bus. You ready? No, one of the little kids kept saying the F-bomb.
How old?
First grade.
Oh, man.
It was first grade, and he would say something, something, F-ing this and F-ing that, and it's like, whoa,
there
whoa,
was
whoa.
No reprimand?
Did you say something? You said, hey, you little C-sucker.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I said, you know. And then I smacked his head up against the glass.
Shut the F up over there.
Yeah. And I finally walked up and told the teacher, and she had him sit next to her, and then he lost privileges on the field trip.
That'll teach him.
So I'm sure that his parents probably came up, and they were mad about it.
Oh, you know they were.
Yeah.
Either that, or they just thought, what's wrong with that teacher?
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. This would be Eon the Peon. He runs the control board. It's all yours.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Real quick, back to that for a second. My son now is at the age now where you have to watch and not slip. Whereas before, you know, the first year and a half.
Yeah, they don't know.
There's no retention there.
In fact, you can do it in front of them.
Oh, man.
When a baby 6 months old, if you did it right in front of them.
Yeah. They had no idea. But now he's like, it's this parrot age now. Yeah, so you have to be very careful. Sad news out of the board game world. We have a retirement. One of the Monopoly pieces being retired, taken out. Any guesses which one they're getting rid of? They had a contest, apparently. They're trying to add new pieces to... I don't know why. I don't think changing the game pieces is going to make a younger generation?
No.
Play or not play
well,
the game?
Well, it depends on the piece, I guess.
Okay, they have the hat, the shoe.
The hat, the wheelbarrow, the cat, the race car, the dog, the shoe, the battleship, and the thimble.
Tell me what they were again. Say it again.
The top hat, wheelbarrow, the cat, the race car, dog, shoe, battleship, and thimble.
and they're dropping one
because they
think it's inappropriate or
no.
They're just retiring because they're going to add some of these new pieces. Okay. Like,
give them to me one more time. I'm sorry, I didn't write them down.
The top hat,
okay.
The wheelbarrow,
okay.
The cat,
okay.
The race car, dog, the shoe, the battleship, and the thimble.
I'm going to say it's either the top hat. Or the thimble.
I'm going with the thimble.
That's very good. That's the one I guess they let everybody vote.
Because nobody knows what it is.
Yeah, nobody knows what
exactly anymore. Nobody would even.
But do you remember when every woman's house?
Yes.
I don't mean to be sexist, but every woman's house had multiple thimbles.
Yeah, they had
And wasn't it so they could sew?
Yeah, and it's so they wouldn't stick their finger. Yeah,
when you push it through, right?
Yeah.
You need to.
I have not seen a thimble in 25 years. I'll bet.
No.
Where do you get your sewing shop?
You can get them.
Sure. Yeah.
Yeah. You can get them anywhere.
I think a thimble is just a neat little thing. It's like a tiny person's glass or a martini mixer, a little tiny one.
But it never would fit on the end of my finger. Once your fingers get so big,
it would fit on the end of your wiener.
No.
Yeah, you just have to sew with your wiener.
Yeah.
That's all.
Oh.
But so they're adding a bunch of new ones too. They're letting people vote, like emojis and hashtags and things like that. I'm like, come on.
How do you have an emoji token?
It's one of the faces. It's like one of the...
Ball? Is it flat? Is it a disc? Is it... what the heck?
Yeah, it's like a three-dimensional... it looks like a disc, on a little stand. But they have a bunch. Apparently, the contest is over, but they're going to... and I saw in this article, I really didn't even ever know this city that it was related to. I mean, I always...
Hang on. Is it New York City?
It's a city in New Jersey. It's streets
City?
In New Jersey. Yeah, maybe Atlantic City, yeah. Because you have the boardwalk and the... But I don't know if I ever knew that's what it was surrounded by, but...
I don't think most kids did. They don't... No kids sat and played Monopoly and went, I wonder what city this is.
No, and they have a cashless version now where it's, I guess it's like a debit card kind of deal. Where, yeah, so I don't know. I just think that one's is such... I haven't played Monopoly in so long, though.
I don't think it's such a
classic...
and it takes forever to play
it's too
Monopoly.
Long. It's boring. It really is boring. And
right, and it gets to a certain point where one person...
Rolls everything.
Yeah, and so at that point, the game's
you don't
like,
have a chance.
You really don't need to keep playing till, but yeah, so the thimble.
What was
will
the
be
jail
a,
deal? Go to jail. You land over there, you go to jail. How did you get out? You got a jail card.
Yeah, you had to wait three turns or roll a double. So each time it would come to your turn to roll the dice.
Wow, you remember.
No, I played Monopoly a lot when I was younger, but not recently. But
I played Clue. A little bit. I don't remember anything about it except the butler did it or something. It's a character.
Colonel Mustard. And,
listen to you. And their rooms. Aren't there rooms?
Yes. That's
a big deal. Clue. They sold a lot.
Yeah.
That was fun, too.
Well, they made a movie
because
out of that.
The game had the little pieces, too. You would have the envelope where you would guess, and you would stick a card with the room in it, and then it had, like, a little piece of rope and a candlestick, you know, the murder weapon, and then you would put that in there, too. And yeah.
And couldn't you change who did it each time you played, or not?
Yeah, it was always a different it was always a different character each time, yeah. But that was it. That was all I had.
We didn't play many games, but here are the ones I remember. Chinese checkers. Do you remember this?
Yes.
Was it marbles?
Yeah.
Yes.
A board that looked like a star.
It was nothing like checkers.
I never know what it was called.
Jumping. It was the same kind of jump motion, I think, where you would jump over one and you would take a marble out.
I did the interview a guy years ago who claimed that his grandfather invented Chinese checkers.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sangwa Tong.
Sangwa Tong?
Sangwa Tong. And he tried to explain it because I speak Chinese.
Oh.
I still didn't get it. I have the interview. Here he is trying to explain it. It's very much like checkers in many ways. Even though checkers are flat and we use marbles, the basic concept is the same. A piece jumping over another piece. The fact that it's not a board that looks like a checkerboard is really irrelevant. I think the question that you have asked me is stupid, you stupid American.
Hmm.
Yeah, that's what he... Yeah.
Was he speaking at some sort of convention?
It was a game convention.
Oh.
A bunch of different games, wow. Yeah. I was covering that.
I never understood.
Sorry was another good one. I like playing that one.
I remember the name, but I don't remember anything about how to play it.
It was about pieces around a board. You would have to get into a home. I can't wait till Archie's old enough to where we can start playing board games.
I don't like to play games with adults. We have friends who play left, right, center.
Yes.
With dice.
Fun.
I like left, right,
it's
center.
It's fun.
Yeah.
I like
there's
left,
something
right,
wrong with me.
And they made the dice just specifically for it because you used to have to use just regular dice.
But what I don't like about it, it's all luck.
Yeah.
It's just all luck.
Oh, sure.
There's nothing you do.
No.
Did you ever play aggravation?
No. I live aggravation.
Well, I know. I used to like playing aggravation.
There was, we had Parcheesi. What the heck was that? Parcheesi. Was that a dice? It's a dice game, I believe.
It was a board game, too,
yes.
I think.
Yep.
I don't remember a lot about that one.
There was either one die or two dice.
I never played that either.
I don't know. Parcheesi, Monopoly Clue, Sorry, I remember. And then they're all the first card games, the game that most kids play, I think, is Old Maids. Remember that? They still sell
Go
Old
Fish.
Maids.
Oh, yeah, Go Fish and Old Maids.
And what was the deal with Old Maids? There were pictures on them.
Yeah, and you had to match them up.
And if you got stuck with that at the end or something, you would lose? Right?
Yeah, the Old Maid was bad card.
But what do you lose? You just lose the game.
The game.
See, I don't, if I'm going to lose,
you want something more on the line?
I want to lose money. I want to leave depressed, having lost money.
Did you ever play Kerplunk? That's
no.
still out there. It's
now, I for you folks who little kids, little grandkids or whatever, you can still buy, and I do enjoy this, because it's not chance, it's skill, pickup sticks. Where you throw them down and you take one and you lift them without moving the others.
Yeah.
I like that. And there's one similar to it with metal pieces and they hang and you have to remove them. Now, what's that one where you slide a little...
Jenga.
Yeah.
Oh, the wooden blocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, I'll do that because that requires some thought. You go, if I touch that one... And sometimes you kind of touch one and go, whoa, that's not the one.
Yeah.
And you just pull them out and...
Stack them on top,
then. And the person then that makes it collapse loses.
Right.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah.
They had at this one bar and grill that we went to.
The big ones?
Yeah, they had the giant one that was the size of people.
Yeah, like if it fell, it could kill people.
Yeah.
No, I like that. It's what's called Jenga?
Yeah, Jenga, yeah.
Jenga or Jenga?
Jenga.
Jenga. J-E-N-G-A.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I like that. We've just given people all kinds of great ideas. Anything else?
That was all I had.
Dan?
No, nothing.
Close it. Burke segment is officially closed. We need to do some traffic. What a day. What a beautiful day. My goodness. Leave work now. Just leave. If a boss says, where are you going? Say, I don't know. I don't know, and I don't care. And you can kiss my underwear. That's what you say to the boss.
Wow.
Yeah, do it. You'll feel great till you're unemployed.
Yeah.
Here's Dan Strauss to introduce Tim Weiland, who will give you the traffic.
All right. Well, thanks, Frank. Here's Tim Weiland, and he's going to give you some traffic information, Tim.
And I had Kerplunk, and I like that.
Kerplunk was a fun game.
The one where you had
that
the sticks.
That had sticks, too, right, with marbles. And you would
and
pull.
Marbles.
It's kind of like Jenga, where you would pull a stick out at a time until all the marbles collapse, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Good game.
Yeah. An operation.
And they cleared that mess up that was on westbound Highway 40 near Clayton Skinker. They had it down to one lane at one time, but everything is open now. The ramp to Clayton Skinker is open. Traffic, though, is backed up from Grand, and that goes all the way out through Clayton Skinker. You've got southbound 270 running a little bit slow now between Olive down through Highway 40, the Clayton Road overpass. We also have eastbound 40 running pretty well to the Poplar Street Bridge up in North County. I'm looking at just a little bit of a hesitation slowdown right around Lindbergh. This traffic report is brought to you by Staples. Filing your own taxes this year? Staples helps you be accountable for tax season for less. Look for great prices on storage boxes, filing supplies, even software like QuickBooks and TurboTax. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Thank you, Tim. I had something interesting happen to me just a few minutes ago, actually, before I came in here. I met Julie, our travel agent. Julie, the world's greatest travel agent, puts our trips together. Sidebar, I had an email yesterday from a lady who said, well, my husband and I have finally decided we are ready to go on the trip with you. We know this one coming up, it's too late, but give me when and where the next one, and we're ready to go. Oh. And I wrote it back and said, I have no idea. I don't even know that there'll be one. I certainly don't know where it'll be until about August, but thank you. And if we do it, I hope you can join us. So I met Julie a while ago because she had to give me some stuff for the trip, and we were at this place. I won't mention, it's one of those gas stations where they sell smoothies places. And so I see her. We pull up almost at the same time. She says, meet me quick. Well, I just almost said meet me quickly. And so we pull up, and she got out, and she came over, and she had a weird look when she looked at what I was driving. And she said, oh, well, I'm surprised to see you driving something like this. And I know what she meant. It is a 13-year-old Chevy Trailblazer. And I know exactly what she meant. When chicks see me, they picture Aston Martin, you know, something that would go with me, something hip, cool,
oh, yeah,
attractive. And she, I know she's thinking, my goodness, he's so hot and so...
Did you have your windows up?
Oh, yeah, tinted.
So
yeah.
You were pretty hot.
Well, I was standing outside the car.
Oh,
we were
talking,
so, and I was about to get in, and she saw me pull up, and she said, well, I don't expect to see you in that. That's a Trailblazer. I said, yes, it's 13 years old. And oh, wow, she said. I said, I love it. And as she walked away, I could just tell she was kind of confused by that. And I said, it's probably, in terms of value, the single best purchase I've ever made on a vehicle. And I got it from Landoff, and I waited. They waited till it came in. They found exactly what I wanted. And now I know that Julie, I'm going to have to, I don't know how to fix this. I'm going to have to figure out a way so that she, once again, thinks that I'm hot and hip and attractive, you know, and all that stuff. I'm sure she still does. Maybe I just should tell her I also have a Corvette. If I tell her that, okay, you know, then she'll be.
Oh,
whew, thank goodness. And I do. My point is, I've bought new and I've bought pre-owned from Landoff. And I don't blame anybody who thinks that my treatment would be different than somebody else's treatment. I don't blame you for thinking that. I would think that, too. There's a guy. He's on the radio. He does commercials for them. He's going to get extra treatment. I will tell you that I don't, and I'll tell you that because it's true. I don't. The only treatment that I could get that would be better than what you get at Landoff would be if they gave me a vehicle. They don't. They never have. Trust me, I've asked.
Oh, yeah.
Numerous times. I pay for what I get, and I pay what you would pay, the same thing. Now, you know, I know that some people cannot afford a new car. My family was some of those people the whole time I grew up. My dad couldn't afford a new car. Couldn't even after I left home. Never, ever, ever once bought a new car except 1962. 62 Chevy Bel Air. From that point on till the day he's still around, he's not dead. My mom's gone. They never were able to buy a new car. I got them a new car, but they couldn't do it. So I get the pre-owned thing, and I get how you should be excited. Look, I was excited when I got the Trailblazer. I paid $13,500 for it. I was as excited as if I paid $130,000 because of the shape it was in. It was perfect, still perfect. They get it, too. They get that if you buy pre-owned, that is an exciting, big deal, and it should be, and you'll be treated like it is. Johnny Landoff Chevrolet, I close asking the same thing I always ask, and that's simply this. You give them an opportunity to work with you if you're looking for a vehicle. That's it. That's all we ask. Include them. They're North County, the Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270, 24/7 at Landoff.com.
Live. And local.
And local. The Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Thanks for calling SomaBiotics. Are you calling for a free trial of our belly flattening breakthrough?
Actually, I already got the free trial. It totally flattened my belly.
Wow, that's great news.
But now I have a problem I never thought I'd have. My belly just keeps getting flatter. I mean, I don't want to look like a runway model, but I don't want to stop taking SomaBiotics either. Because seriously, I've never looked this good.
Well, here's one thing you can do. Only take SomaBiotics every other day. That'll keep up your results without making your belly too flat. And if you ever need to ramp up your belly flattening results again, just go back to taking it every day.
To get your free trial of SomaBiotics, call 1-800-700-2114. You're going to love how you look. And if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. But hurry and call now for details while they're still giving it away for free. Call 1-800-700-2114. That's 1-800-700-2114. 1-800-700-2114.
Acme Homeowners Insurance, how can I help you?
My water heater broke down. I need to make a claim.
Oh, I'm sorry, but your homeowner's insurance doesn't cover water heater breakdowns.
What does it cover?
Home damage from things like lightning, meteors, even a fire-breathing dragon.
A dragon?
Yes, even a fire-breathing one.
But not my water heater?
Sorry.
But his water heater could have been covered with a home warranty from American Home Shield, plus components of 20 other major home systems and appliances, like his electrical system, plumbing, refrigerator, and more. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-5984. Home insurance can cover what might happen. But a home warranty helps cover what will happen.
Now the washer won't work.
Life happens. Have a plan. Get a home warranty from American Home Shield. For valuable free information, call 1-800-700-5984. That's 1-800-700-5984. 1-800-700-5984.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough new biotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that new biotics is so effective it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. New biotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux. So you look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of Nubiotics. 1-800-900-3119. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-900-3119. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-900-3119.
Looking for new carpet, maybe new tile? You found it with Carpet Masters. How about this? That carpet has been ruined by the cat or the dog? Let Carpet Masters rip it up and install brand new carpet. They'll bring the showroom to you so you can pick and choose which is the best carpet for your living room. All of the samples will come right to your house courtesy of Carpet Masters. While you're there, ask about them cleaning your ducts too. STLCarpetMasters.com, 636-532-1311 or STLCarpetMasters.com.
All right, let's talk refinancing. And of course, you know, I'm now going to talk about Stuart Rosen.
Rosenblum and Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. You can either listen to me talk about this or just pick up the phone now, because this was a reminder for you to call 314-324-4440. Why do it now? Well, interest rates are on the verge of going higher, and I don't want you to be the one to say, ah, if I'd have just called the last time Carney was talking about this. Hopefully this will be the last time. Call now and refinance. Lower your monthly payments. Get some cash back out of your house. Shorten the term of your loan. So many different advantages, but it all starts with a phone call from you to Stewart at no cost. The Bega loan has zero closing costs. 314-324-4440 or online at stewartsamc.com.
American Mortgage Corporation, number 226715. NMLS, number 2675699.
Weekday mornings at 6:35. Scott Crothers from Stifel Nicolaus with insights on the markets and investing. And for your own personal financial review, call him at 314-292-6201 and listen weekday mornings at 6:35 here on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, Dan, what we'll do, I'm going to give you the phone numbers if you'd like to call and chat about anything. Dan, something's already ringing there. Well, you can do that after I do one bit of business. And just not law-related, because Scott's not in here yet, and I am not an attorney, even though I pretend to be when he's in here. Star KTRS from most cell phones. That'll do the job. From other phones, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. We'd love to talk to you. We don't care what it's about. While you call, Dan puts your name on the screen. I will remind the voters, let me tell you something. You could vote today. Today's a voting day. If I were at the lake, my boys have a pontoon boat. You don't have to winterize it. I'd be on it. I'd have a fishing pole and a bucket of minnows and a little toolbox. I'd be out on the water today. You want a boat? You've always wanted a boat? I will say this to you. You will get hundreds of hours, let's make it, of tremendous fun. Whether you just cruise, look at the water and troll and sunbathe, or you tube or ski or fish or whatever. First Community Credit Union likes boats too, and they like to help people get the boats with boat loans. So be sure to talk to them about that, because they're famous for several things. One is the auto loans and boat loans and motorcycle loans. And they have an arrangement with some boat dealers where you can do the whole, you know, First Community loan thing right there at the dealership. They also now have their 2.0 APY interest checking account. So that's good news, too. There's a lot of good reasons to bank at First Community Credit Union, where you will become one of us. You will be a member, not just a customer of a regular old bank. 43 locations, the largest credit union in the St. Louis area, firstcommunity.com. Look at those phones. Let's see what anybody wants to talk about here. Let's talk to Bob. Bob, how are you?
Hey, things are good for Bob. Frank.
Hey, it's Bob with 1-0.
Hey, Bob.
Nice to hear from you, Bob. What's up?
Well, I want to give up my five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I think you're thinking of Paul Harvey.
The Harris Challenge.
Yeah, Harris Challenge.
But go ahead. But you can do it anyway. Go ahead.
My wife is going to be sworn in as a U.S. citizen tomorrow. I'm kind of excited about that.
Your wife?
Yeah.
Becomes a citizen tomorrow.
Wow. Yeah.
Welcome to America.
What nationality is she?
She's South Korean.
Okay.
Cool.
So, we used the gate, we went through all the processes, all the forms, all the interviews, we did everything right, and, all comes down tomorrow doing the swearing in. So, just real excited about it.
It's a big deal.
It is.
It's
a big deal.
Good for her.
Yeah, she is. I also wanted to say that I like that new band name that Dan has. Was it The Stairways or something?
Stairways?
See how forgettable it is?
Yeah.
You could be
to heaven. You could be.
Hey, Stowaways to Heaven. That's good. That's good PR. I'm sorry he did that to you, Bob. He took your idea and thought he had to top it.
You know what? I like that.
Stowaways to Heaven. That's pretty good.
That is.
Hey, Bob.
Yes, sir.
What do you think about Coldwater Creek Revival?
Isn't that a movie or an ice cream place or something?
No.
No, wait, he's right. It is an ice cream place. A Cold Stone Creamery.
Yeah, that's Cold Stone Creamery. Yeah. Cold Water Creek Revival.
Do you like it or not? Yes or no? Be honest. Cold Water Creek Revival.
I think a CCR, I mean, you're going to be playing that sort of music.
No. I would go with. See, that limits you. That limits you.
How about Seventh Planet?
I kind of like that.
I know.
You kind of like it, but you don't get what Dan's trying to do.
What's he trying to do?
Uranus.
Yeah, the seventh planet. See, is Uranus. And
how many people know that's the seventh planet? I don't know that.
It doesn't matter.
It does matter. Otherwise, it's just seventh planet. What does that mean? It's funny now.
Dan's trying to do my but at any rate.
Why don't you just call the band Uranus?
We can't.
And then you can say, hey, come out tonight and look at Uranus.
I know.
Come out and see Uranus.
Come out and see Uranus play. We would never get jobs at festivals. Or,
yes, you would.
No, we wouldn't. I promise you we would not get jobs. We wouldn't get jobs at bars because...
Change the spelling of it.
They won't put...
change it to Y-O-U-R-A-N-U-S.
I think Seventh Planet is good. That'll create a little more buzz when people talk about it. Hey, you know what that means? And they'll explain it. If you just do Uranus, that'll be over and people will be done with it.
I know. He says he doesn't hate Seventh Planet.
No, Bob's...
No, I think Seventh Planet is kind of... I think it's kind of original. I kind of like
catchy.
That.
Catchy.
All right.
Anything? That or the Stowaways. You know, one of the two.
Yeah. Oh, the Stowaways to Heaven?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Stairway. Oh, yeah, that Stowaways. That was it.
Yeah.
Anything else, Bob?
No, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm happy for Nora. And
we are, too. We are, too.
All right. Oh, and then A and the PM. Take care, guys.
Yeah, thank you, Bob. Call, don't wait so long to call next time. My goodness. Oh, let's see. Russ is here. Hello, Russ.
Good afternoon, Frank and gang.
Good afternoon.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Quick, before I lose my call, Dan, how many's in the band?
How many? There are four in the band.
Why don't you call yourself the Foreskins?
No, he's got something there. The four of the Foreskins.
Anyway.
I like it.
Yeah.
Anyway.
I think, again, though, you'd have trouble at family festivals.
Yeah, we would.
The Foreskins. And if you had a member, you go, hey, the Foreskins are getting bigger. Hey, you're the Fiveskins.
Yeah.
Hey, how about the Fiveskins?
Oh, man.
Then you, it does, it's skins. Not, you know, it's not that word, but people would know what you mean. Anything else, Russ?
Yeah, back to the games you were talking about, a couple of them. Remember Battleship?
I do. That was really slick. Rich Kids. Yes. That's for Rich Kids.
How about Stratego?
What is it?
Stratego.
I don't know that.
Stratego was kind of like a...
Risk?
Yeah, it was kind of like an army type thing, wasn't it?
Yeah. Other one was Riff. One had the plastic pieces, you put your soldiers off, and one was a bomb, and one was a miner, and one was a general, and you had to, you know, not get blown up. And Risk was the one you had to go into each country. You left pieces behind, and that was your army you left there.
Wow, you played a lot of games. You were a kid.
Is that what Kramer and Newman were playing on Seinfeld? Were they playing Risk?
Never watched the show.
Okay.
All right, Russ. Thing
hey, going. Have a great day, guys.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. A lot of calls. Let's go to the next one who's been holding the longest. That would be John. John, how are you?
Hey, guys.
John?
John from Texas again. It's been a while.
Hey, let me tell you something. We got Texas weather today. It's like 75 degrees or something. It's warm and beautiful.
65 here. That's
no, it's warmer here. It's really nice.
So, Dan, yes, it was Risk on Seinfeld.
Okay.
Y'all didn't mention Domino's.
No, because, but we should have. Everybody knows. I have never, ever learned how to play. I've had Domino's. I've stacked them. I've knocked them over one after the other. Tick, 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 tick. But I've never played the game.
I've never really played it. Maybe a couple times.
I don't even know how to play it.
So I used to play with my grandpa all the time.
You know what? We should all... take a moment and slow down and stop all this other crazy crap and just learn how to play dominoes or something.
Oh, I never
knew. Did you ever know how to play?
No.
But I bet you had dominoes.
Everybody had dominoes.
We used them to build stuff, stack them up. We never played the game.
Well, I knew you'd line them up like if you had six dots on there, you'd line those up, and then three dots, you'd have to line those up. But I don't know how you got to that point where you were lining them all up.
Thank you, Dan. That was great.
Yeah, you're welcome.
There's other games that you actually play with dominoes, like Moon, I think was a game.
I have to go online. I'm just going online. Just Google, you know, like, how do you play dominoes? Just once and for all, figure it out. I'm sorry. What else, John?
I've been meaning to email you on I thought about this joke I used to tell about. Well, it was a pickup line. So you meet a girl and you ask her to borrow a quarter because I promised my mother that I'd call her when I met the girl in my dreams.
But that's a good one, except no payphones.
Who the hell knows what that even means? Exactly.
That's still a good one.
Would not, you don't know what the hell they mean because.
But here, you know what? You can still, John, you can still use it. Like let's say you're somewhere at a bar. That's what everybody says. So, you know, and there she is, and you meet her, and you go, excuse me, I know I just met you. I hope you don't think this is rude, but I have to make a quick phone call. And you reach down and do, and you just say, I'm calling my mother. I told her I would call her. But same thing. When I met the girl in my dreams. It still work?
Well, no, I know, but my point was, how many outdated jokes are there?
I don't know, because I've been telling the same jokes for 35 years, and they're not out. The good joke's a good joke. I don't think they ever get outdated.
Well, they look at you and, what the fuck? What the heck?
Oh, my God. What the?
Did you button him?
Yeah.
Yeah. We had to clip, a word out there. Folks, if you heard a skip in the audio, it's John from Texas. Forgot where he was.
But those of you on the app and on the internet did not.
If you're listening on the app or the internet, you heard it.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Okay, that's okay. We're back now. And anything else?
No, I guess I better go.
On that note.
Thank you, John.
We'll see you all soon.
Yeah, bye-bye. What did he say? Where's the elephant?
I think so.
Is that how people end the conversation?
Now they do.
Yeah, see, where's the elephant?
Well, maybe it's where's the elephant in the room.
It could be a Texas. It's like a Texas thing.
Yeah.
Jim, it's your turn. How are you?
Hello, Frank. I'm in the pen.
Thank you. What's up?
Hey, a couple of things. First of all, you can spell it the same way. Just call it Uranus.
Ooh, Uranus.
Yeah.
You just, but it's still
spelled
printed
the same
coming
way.
To this weekend, they would still see the same, word, and in their minds they go, I like your thinking, but it wouldn't work in print. but good suggestion.
Yeah. Also, hey, you know what? I don't like the top of the hour news. It's always it's got such a slant to it. It drives me crazy, man,
Well, it's ABC News. You're talking about the network news, top of the hour?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's ABC, and we're an affiliate, so we have to run what they pipe in here.
Okay. And then, finally, question about you personally, Frank.
Sure.
The book.
What book?
The joke book?
No, a little kitty book.
Yeah, I spent thousands of dollars trying to get that thing launched, and I finally just gave up, at least temporarily. I got on the phone with a publisher. I sent it to. I just couldn't get anywhere with it. And locally, there was nobody that they don't do that. There's nobody really in St. Louis that does it. Thank you for remembering it. I have one of only 12 existing copies, and they cost me quite a bit of money, but I figured, do what you do. And that's what everybody says, just do what you do. So I'm still doing what I do. And when I don't do that anymore, maybe I'll take another run at the book.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's about all, sir.
Hi, Jim.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Is this the kid's book?
Yeah, it was what could it be?
The
Halloween thing.
Yeah.
And had... It illustrated by Outdoors Net, who's a graphic artist.
Yeah.
Great illustrations, and sent it to the publisher that does the all the Harry Potter books, the largest children's book publisher. You know what the guy said to me? I sent it to him, and I waited. Finally, he was very rude. And he wasn't nice at all. I said, "You got the book?" He said, "I got it." And I said, "What'd you think?" He said, "It was fine." He said, "We're not interested. We're really more interested in established authors." And I get that. It's a big publishing company. They're not interested in somebody new or mentoring somebody. They don't do that. So I thought, okay. and I tried a couple other things, and everything was kind of a dead end. So You know what's funny? If you're really famous, like if you're Jamie Lee Curtis or
you could write
Russell
a kid's
Brand
book and it's out there right now.
You write a kid's book, boom, yeah. Mm-hmm. And they'll give you an advance.
A parenting anything. Book, they all do that.
Yeah, and these celebrities that do children's books just because they had a kid who's 3 months old, so now they're children's book authors, and they get published. Then they get sold because they're famous.
The biggest thing on the cover won't be the title. It'll be their name.
Their name, exactly. Yeah. It'll be, you know, Russell Crowe's new book for kids or whatever. So
that would be an interesting read.
Well, you never know. It might be good. We got to do some business so we get Scott Sherman in here and help people with some legal issues. My grandson has been with us all week. And one of the things that saved us from going insane sometimes, even though we're crazy about him, is the two things downstairs, a pinball machine and the electronic shuffleboard, both from Amini's. I want to concentrate, if I can, on patio furniture. Walk outside today. You could use and enjoy your patio furniture. You could lie in a hammock today with no sweater. It's really, really nice. They're getting new patio furniture in every day. Every day. And they have a tremendous opportunity now for you to save some money on the best patio furniture made in the world. You're going to see the prices. You can go, ooh, I haven't paid that patio furniture. No, because you haven't bought patio furniture like this. You've bought mediocre or junk patio furniture. That's why you are having to replace it. Furnishing, home furnishings, lighting. You may not think of Amini's for these things, but you need to start thinking that way because they're very gradually getting more and more and more into the very high-end furniture business. Dining room tables and chairs and sectionals for the living room and big plush sofas for game rooms and coffee tables and end tables and accent furniture and accessories. And it's customizable. You may see some things. You may be overwhelmed with the options and the choices, but they have professionals. These are people that know what they're doing to help you and your family pick out the perfect furniture for you because you're paying some pretty good money for the best furniture. You want it to be right. And I think it should be called Amini's Home Furnishings. That's what I think. I'm working on that. Maybe I can get that done. Amini's, Copper Top, Chesterfield Valley, A-M-I-N-I-S, Amini's.com.
All right, let's jump on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, you've got a new accident. Now it's on southbound 55 just before Union, and traffic is backing up approaching Bayless. You also have southbound 55 traffic jamming up from Highway M to a little bit north of Z, and a stalled vehicle now on westbound Highway 40, and that is at McCausland blocking the right lane. Filing your own taxes this year, Staples helps you be accountable for tax season for less. Look for great prices on storage boxes, filing supplies, even software like QuickBooks and TurboTax. Staples, make more happen. I'm Tim Weiland from the KTRS Traffic Center.
Check out the Buffalo Wild Wings party menu today. It's got everything you need. Visit Buffalo Wild Wings.